All right, so we're going to take on the Suit of Pentacles in a lot of tarot books where it explains what each card means. The swords are about conflicts. Now, since we apply music knowledge and music lyrics to the tarot, we're going to do the swords second. We just finished the Suit of Pentacles. Conflict in rock and roll comes hand in hand. Conflict in rock and roll is why we have some of the best music in the world. There have been plenty of artists that say the best writing is done when I'm pissed off. Bruce Springsteen, when he got inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1999, he talked about his rocky relationship with his father, and he said, you know, if things went well between us, it would have been a disaster. I tried to write happy songs in the 90s, and the public didn't like it. Conflicts fuel us. Conflicts are how we learn. You know, nobody turns around and says, man, everything went exactly the way I thought it was going to go. I learned so much from that. You always learn the most when things don't go your way. Now, when the Ace of Swords is upright, that's sort of like expand the mind mode. You're embracing new ideas. You're craving your brain to be stimulated, and you want to learn something new. Now, this is the time where you may take a new class, you may work on a new idea, and it can work. But with the Ace of Swords by itself, that ride may not always be easy. The sword, if you look at the Rider-Waite sword, in most tarot decks, it's double-edged, which means you're going to learn a lot, but you're going to get cut along the way. Certain musicians, like look at Darius Rucker from Hootie and the Blowfish. He went and embarked on a solo career and did something a little different than Hootie. He became a country artist. Now, for Darius, that worked out really well. He became a very popular country artist, but it did alienate some Hootie fans, and it alienated the band. Aaron Lewis of Staind. Staind was this really industrial, post-grunge, dark rock band. And they turned around and split up. Everybody went on their own way for a little bit, and Aaron Lewis pursued a brand new career as a country artist and did really well. But along the way, being a solo acoustic country artist, he pissed a lot of people off because he started to talk about his politics and his beliefs and alienated a lot of people. It was a new adventure, a new area for him. But, you know, when you get on stage with Staind and do the rock thing, you're not really talking about who you voted for and things like that. The Ace of Swords, you know, that double-edged sword can be a bit painful at times, but it doesn't mean you should not pursue the truth about what you want to be. You shouldn't pursue justice if that's what you're after. You know, you should fight for your causes, but there's going to be some battles along the way. Look at Pearl Jam. Pearl Jam did not want Ticketmaster to charge as much for their service fee as others were. And this is going back to 1994. Pearl Jam, on $18 tickets, laid down guidelines. And they said, Ticketmaster, you can't charge more than $1.80 for a service fee on an $18 ticket. Ticketmaster raised both middle fingers and said, go ahead, try to find somebody else to do what we do. And the battle of Pearl Jam versus Ticketmaster began. Now, they believed in the cause. They really did. But there were other bands that were not willing to do the same, like REM at the time. They were charging up to $6.50 for a service fee. REM was, and Ticketmaster was. Now, you think back today, $6.50, the beer at the stadium where you will see these bands cost more than $6.50. But at the time, this was the big controversy. The Ticketmaster, now Live Nation, machine charging more money for their service fees. Well, we all know what happened. Pearl Jam lost the battle. They came off looking terrible because they tried a few times to use other services. It was a mess. Double tickets being printed. Eddie not showing up at a couple of shows. I mean, there was the big show. It was somewhere in California where they wound up doing a parody of Better Man, Can't Find the Better Man. You know, and the lyrics were, this was a big disaster. Next time, please use Ticketmaster. Can't Find the Better Man. And when you have bands like Green Day at the time, that when this is all part of the energy of the Ace of Swords, because not everybody is going to be on board to take on the battle with you. Green Day said, if you are so concerned about the price of tickets, take a lower cut. And Green Day turned around on a $21 ticket and it took $17 instead of $19. And Ticketmaster was able to get more of a fee. Green Day took less money for their ticket and everybody was happy. Everybody forgets that part, but Green Day looked like the darlings of the fans. Some would call them corporate sellouts, but when the product isn't being delivered, a lot of fans, even Pearl Jam fans that have that strict punk rock, damn the man, we don't believe in big business. Okay, but now we don't get to see the show. So with the Ace of Swords, with that energy, yes, believe in what you want. Believe in what you believe is right and go after it. But remember, with the swords, there is conflict. There is going to be a battle, and it won't always turn out the way you want. So when you go into battle, when the Ace of Swords is staring you in the face, remember, you might not win the fight. Is the cause worth the battle? Is the cause worth more than the victory? That's the Ace of Swords. If you liked what we did here, please subscribe to the Rock and Soul Tarot podcast, and please subscribe to my YouTube channel, Rock and Soul Tarot. And if you want to talk, if you want to maybe get a tarot pull or maybe just ask a question or tell me something that you feel I should know, hit me up on my Instagram, which is Orlando0616. I would love to hear from you, and I'll see you hopefully soon for the Two of Swords, which is the next episode. Until then, gonna miss you, baby. Good luck. Goodbye. Be safe.